Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. Did you have a good week? Better yet, did you find time to pray? There's nothing more important than prayer, because prayer is how we talk directly to Jesus. Through prayer, we build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Eventually, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give Him all our troubles and all the challenges we are facing in our lives and let Him handle them. When we do, the fear, the worry, and anxieties are gone, allowing us to live a life full of peace and contentment. When I was younger, I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with Jesus and very little faith. Then, 14 years ago, my life changed when, after a series of events, no doubt crafted by the Lord, I found Jesus. And today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. Last show, we spoke about dealing with jealousy and how it's perfectly normal for us to have moments of jealousy. But when we do, rather than give in to those feelings, we need to turn to Jesus and ask His help to resist those negative feelings. There is no place for jealousy in the life of a Christian. On today's show, I want to talk with you about something we all need to learn, and that is letting go of the fear. As humans, we all have moments when we are afraid. It can be worrying about an exam or a job interview, worrying about the expected medical report or a court case. All these things lead us to worry because we fear the outcome, and when we worry, we dwell on the worst outcome we could receive. If we've been away from the Lord and we find ourselves dealing with something severe, like facing bankruptcy or losing a loved one to a terminal illness, we typically run to a church to seek God's help. But the simple truth of it all is that if we keep Jesus in our hearts at all times, if we accept Him as our Savior and God as Father, we never, ever have anything to fear, because the Lord is there to protect us. In the Bible it says, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This Bible verse tells us that we should not fear anything, but instead, whatever difficulties we are dealing with, we need to give them to the Lord. Now, let me be clear about this. If we are facing some type of hardship, like the loss of our job and the bills are piling and possibly we may lose our home, giving that problem to Jesus doesn't mean it will simply go away. But two things happen. First, we feel a sense of peace and relief because now we have the Lord working on our behalf. And the second thing is, because Jesus is working for us, we may soon find ourselves in a much better place, oftentimes a place we could never have imagined. A new job might come from nowhere, which not only is a better job than the one we had, but possibly requires relocating. It gives us a package to move and buy our home nicer than the one we had. We have to be patient and put our trust in the Lord. But when we do, the fear will go away, and no matter the outcome, we will eventually be in a better place. When we show Jesus that we trust and believe in Him and give Him all that is troubling us, that's how we let go and let God. And when we do, we live a much happier life. Understanding the importance of trusting our Lord is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we're talking about letting go of the fear. We have to understand that fear is one of the most basic human emotions. We have no choice but to accept that. which means we will have moments when we are afraid and will worry. However, we have a choice. We can choose to give in to the fear, which will only make it worse, or we can give it to the Lord. We gain nothing when we worry or allow our fears to overwhelm us, so why not give those worries to Jesus? In the Bible it says, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." This Bible verse tells us that we have the ability to resist our fears by simply giving them to the Lord. When we do, we feel His strength, which gives us the power and self-control not to give in to them. The first song I'm going to play today has a powerful message and in some ways ties into today's theme of letting go of the fear. The song is called "Love Them as God Loves You." One type of fear some of us experience is fearing those that are different than us. Perhaps their skin color is different, their ethnicity is different, or they practice a different religion. Often, we fear these people because we believe the stereotypes and prejudiced remarks we have heard without getting to know the person and giving them a chance. This, of course, is not the Christian way, for as Christians, we ought to accept everyone, for we are God's children and each of us is equal in every way. In the verses, we hear about how hatred and fear can cause so many problems, but all we need to do is follow the laws of God and let love for everyone lead the way. Then in the chorus, what it means to love everyone. The words in the chorus are, "We should all love one another. Love them as they should love you. No matter who they are or their color, love them as God loves you." Please listen now to my song, "Love Them as God Loves You."
Why is the world so full of hate? Why is the world so full of fear? Do unto others as you'd have them.
We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Talking more about letting go of the fear, if we truly want to be at peace and not give in to our fears and our worries, the simplest thing to do is to pray. Remember, Jesus is there for us 24/7, and we can pray to Him at any time about anything on our minds. It's late, and we find ourselves fearful as we walk through the dimly lit parking garage to get our car. We feel ourselves becoming a bit anxious, worried that someone might try to rob us, or worse yet, physically assault us. Isn't it better to pray to Jesus while we're walking and let Him protect us, leading us to our car, rather than giving in to those fears? Dear Jesus, please lead me through this garage to my car. I trust You and I believe in You. Please show me the way. A simple prayer such as that one will do two things. First, it will remove the fear, and second, it will give us a burst of confidence that we will be okay. Why? Because Jesus is with us. If we're burdened with something and we're worried about it, perhaps we have that big job review coming up, and if we're successful, it could lead to a promotion and raise, one we really would like to have. There is nothing we can do. We can't prepare for a job review, and the entire process is completely out of our hands. But what we can do is pray. Pray to Jesus and let Him know what we are stressing over. Ask Him to take the worry away and to give us the strength and guidance to make the review process a success. If we're nervous and fidgety during the interview, chances are we will not do well. But if we are at peace because Jesus has our back and we let Him lead us, there is no doubt we are going to do exceptionally well. There is never any reason we should allow our fears to take over. Instead, we should always give to Jesus whatever is troubling us and let Him handle it. We can also pray for others who we see have allowed their fears to consume them and ask Jesus to intervene and to open their eyes, letting them come to Him, to pray to Him, and allow Him to help them. Dear Jesus, please help my brother, my friend, my spouse, whoever it is, find You and let them reach out to You, dear Jesus, so You can remove the burden they are suffering from. There is nothing more important than prayer, and there is nothing more powerful. If we understand that and are accepting of that, we soon find ourselves praying for all kinds of things throughout the day, from something as simple as, "Dear Jesus, please help me get to work on time and safely," to, "Dear Jesus, please help me curb my temper and prevent me from flying off the handle." There are so many ways to use prayer, and it works. Understanding how to use prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play today is a fun and upbeat worship song with one message, and that message is pray. As Christians, we are reminded that we need to pray to Jesus. In fact, we should pray to Jesus every day at least once a day. This song connects us with prayer. The song is called Praying to Jesus. This song is about prayer, why we pray, why praying is good, and how great we feel when we pray. Please listen now to my song, Praying to Jesus.
Praying to my Lord.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We hear in the Gospel the story of Jesus and the apostles at sea on a boat when suddenly heavy winds appear, causing great fear among the apostles. Jesus is asleep, and when the apostles awaken him, he immediately takes charge and tells the wind, "Quiet, be still." Immediately the heavy winds are gone. Jesus asked the apostles why they were afraid, saying, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" At that moment, the apostles began learning more about who Jesus was and the extraordinary power he had. I chose a variation of the psalm for today, Psalm 118, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." In this psalm, we hear that the Lord is good, his love is everlasting. Moreover, we hear that his loving kindness and love for us shall last forever. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text, supported by full orchestration and a modern melody. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 118, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good."
Rejoice!
We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Attitude. The 92-year-old petite, well-poised, and proud lady who was fully dressed each morning by 8 o'clock with her hair fashionably coiffed and makeup perfectly applied, even though she is legally blind, moved to a nursing home today. Her husband of 70 years passed away, making the move necessary. After many hours of waiting patiently in the lobby of the nursing home, she smiled sweetly when told her room was ready. As she maneuvered her walker to the elevator, I provided a visual description of her tiny room, including the eyelet curtains that had been hung over her window. "I love it," she stated, with the enthusiasm of an 8-year-old having just been presented with a new puppy. "Mrs. Jones, you haven't seen the room. Just wait." "That doesn't have anything to do with it," she replied. "Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. Whether I like my room or not doesn't depend on how the furniture is arranged. It's how I arrange my mind. I already decided to love it. It's a decision I make every morning when I wake up. I have a choice. I can spend a day in bed, recounting the difficulty I have with the parts of my body that no longer work, or get out of bed and be thankful for the ones that do. Each day is a gift, and as long as my eyes open, I'll focus on the new day and all the happy memories I have stored away just for this time in my life. Old age is like a bank account. You withdraw from what you've put in. So my advice to you would be to deposit a lot of happiness in the bank account of memories. And thank you for your part in filling my memory bank. I am still depositing. Remember the 5 simple rules to be happy. 1, free your heart from hatred. 2, free your mind from worries. 3, live simply. 4, give more. 5, expect less. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!